Welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. In these Primer episodes, we explore the insights and backgrounds of our guests to give you a bit of an idea of what they've been up to and how they got involved in the tech and venture ecosystem. Enjoy. This season of Nothing Ventured is sponsored by Odin. Odin helps angels, VCs, and founders to raise and deploy capital seamlessly. You can structure your SPVs and now run your funds, handle capital calls, portfolio management more smoothly and easily in one place. Founders use Odin to raise their entire round in a few clicks by simply sending investors a link and receiving investments immediately. Odin works with over 5,000 investors and over 150 emerging fund managers and angel syndicates globally. Head to joinodin.com to learn more. That's joinodin.com. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today I have with me via Zoom Nathaniel Harding. Nathaniel is managing partner of Cortado Ventures, an early stage venture capital firm investing in technology companies in the mid-continent. A native Oklahoman where I knew I was going to get that. I was looking at it earlier. I was like, bet I'm going to say Colorado. Right, let's start again. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today, I'm really excited to have with me via Zoom, Nathaniel Harding. Nathaniel is managing partner of Cortado Ventures, an early stage venture capital firm investing in technology companies in the mid-continent. A native Oklahoman, where Cortado is based, Nathaniel has variously been involved in the region's energy industry. A captain in the U.S. Air Force, he participates in the World Economic Forum as a young global leader and has been a Kaufman Fellow since June of 2023. Nathaniel, it's really great to have you here talking to me today.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So let's dive straight in. So for our audience to get to know you a little bit better, what was your first job?
My first job was delivering mail at the school that I went to. So it was a boarding school. So that already kind of paints a picture for you. But yeah, I was literally just stuffing mailboxes, delivering mail. Wasn't very glamorous or anything, but I guess I learned the importance of accuracy.
Yeah. I mean, timeliness, accuracy, and I guess just getting up and going through the process of doing things again and again, right? And what did you do before you got into the tech and venture ecosystem?
So before that, I was a founder and president of Antioch Energy, which is a technology-focused energy exploration company. And that really defined my career before venture capital, as I was an entrepreneur and operator building companies, starting, operating, and selling companies, developing energy infrastructure and exploration and production of oil and gas.
Amazing. I mean, like there's a big leap, I guess, between oil and gas and what I guess most people would consider the venture capital ecosystem. We're going to talk about a little bit about that in the main podcast. But I guess what was it then that then triggered your move into venture, right? Because they are quite disparate and seemingly quite distant occupations. This season of Nothing Ventured is proudly sponsored by Emerge One. Emerge One provides fractional CFO support to venture-backed tech startups and scale-ups. They work with businesses from seed to Series B that have been backed by some of the UK, US, and Europe's best venture capital funds. They provide support from capital allocation and management, KPIs and reporting, fundraising support, financial modeling, investor relations, and investor management. Come check them out at emergeone.co.uk when you're scaling fast and have need of a CFO.
Yeah, we really defined our work in oil and gas by bringing technology to the forefront. And so we really infused everything we did with technology. And so I saw firsthand the power of tech in a legacy industry, which now is one of the main underpinnings of what we do as investors. I also got experience working with outside capital. I mean, we brought in outside capital to grow that company to record heights. And then we had a great exit to a private equity buyer. So I also experienced on that side of the table what it's like to work with outside capital, what it's like to sell to and have an exit event. And so I think those things, and really just seeing this convergence of technology and legacy industry, was a bit of an aha moment to say, I want to be on the underwriting side of that. I want to be an investor on the side of that innovation.
Yeah, so no doubt you saw some of the flaws and some of the, some of the potential, I guess, right? In having been through the process yourself. And so what would you be doing, do you think, if you hadn't built Cortado Ventures?
I think I'd be still working in energy, but very much on the technology and innovation side. And so, I'm an entrepreneur. I've worked for myself, I think, for the last 12 years. And but I very much, if I weren't doing Cortado Ventures, I would be, I'd be starting or working for, deep tech energy startup, because that's where my passion is really seeing the power and the importance too. I mean, there's certainly an element, it's, critical infrastructure. It's
Yeah.
important for our climate to really get energy right, and it's an important part of our modern life.
It is. I mean, here in the UK, we're seeing some political jostling around this subject, which I won't go into because it probably will bore the living daylights out of my audience. But I mean, as you say, massively important long term, kind of in, both from an infrastructure perspective as well as just, a planetary well-being perspective. So let's talk about Cortado Ventures as well a little bit. So could you give us a bit of a rundown of the fund? What is the AUM? I know that you recently closed your fund too, which I'm really excited for you for, about. But what is the total AUM? What sectors are you in? What geographies do you cover? What stages? What check sizes? Give us a bit of a flavor for Cortado, please.
Sure. So Cortado Ventures is a seed stage firm, investing in a few thematic areas, including Industry 4.0. So that includes energy, logistics, advanced manufacturing, future of work. That's all enterprise SaaS. And to us, it's a big focus on workflow automation. And the third area is life sciences. My partner, Mike Moradi, leads that effort. And seed stage investing, typical check sizes ranging from 250,000 to 2.5 million. We have preference to lead, but we can be very flexible in that regard. Definitely are very familiar with bringing in strategic investors that are well aligned. Set aside more than half the fund for follow-on, so we're fairly aggressive in follow-on, and have done so, in two, follow-on rounds with many of our companies. And we do some, pre-seed, some early Series A investing as well. And importantly, our geographic focus is an area that we call the Mid-Continent, which is literally the middle seven states in the country. That's Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Colorado, New Mexico. Those are all states that touch Oklahoma, but importantly, Mid-Continent is the word that is unfamiliar in venture capital, but is very familiar in this part of the country and in the energy space. It describes what has historically been the most prolific oil and gas region in the US. Now it defines what we think is a very well-defined emerging market where we have a lot of experience, network and know-how.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that actually in the main podcast because I mean, you and I have talked about sort of how underserved potentially that area is, right? Certainly in terms of venture capital, and it definitely is not on the radar of I would argue most people. Certainly here in the UK, obviously we understand West Coast, East Coast, but no one has ever talked about the mid-continent, certainly not to me. And this is the first time on this podcast we're hearing about it as well. How large is the second fund which you just closed?
Yes, by AUM. Fund two is 80 million.
Yeah,
Fund one was
amazing.
20 million. So that together with net asset value appreciation. So we're now over 110 million AUM.
Amazing.
And so that certainly puts us in, and that's been in 3 years. We've reached that nine-figure milestone. So very proud to be able to announce that fund two with the 80 million seed fund.
Awesome. And if you were to think about three startups, either inside or outside of the portfolio that you're really excited about today, what would those be?
So one is NewVue, which is, had a recent announcement earlier this year, announcing their most recent round, but also kind of coming out of stealth mode. They use LiDAR and satellites to create high fidelity 3D imagery, which has application in energy infrastructure and agriculture and defense. So those are, it's a great platform, really impressive team, and love seeing what they're doing. Big things ahead for them. Another would be OPRO, which I think is a good indication of our approach. OPRO.ai uses AI, device agnostic AI in refineries and manufacturing settings, improves efficiencies, lowers costs, lowers energy consumption as well. So that's very exciting for us to see, you know, really what we view as the convergence of digital technology with legacy industry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Recuro Health is one that is in our, you know, life sciences investments. Mm-hmm. And they really have a vision for a digital medical home. So in other words, bringing together all the different elements of at-home care, telehealth, at-home testing, and wearables under one platform. And, you know, originally, you know, founded by the same person, Michael Gorton, who founded Teladoc. Mm-hmm. Almost thinking this is Teladoc 2.0. It's really the next iteration, and they've had tremendous growth and recently announced a Series B.
Amazing. Those sound like incredible, incredible businesses. NewView actually, and I think if I'm not mistaken, you may have mentioned this yourself, but NewView was given a shout out by Mike Palank from Mac Venture Capital. When he came on the podcast as well. I assume you're co-invested in that case with them as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, great team over there at Mac as well. So listen, Nathaniel, this has been awesome. Can't wait to get deeper into some of these topics in the main podcast. But for the time being, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.